Okay, right now I'm going to pay tribute to one of my very best friends in country music. We lost him in 1996. Suicide. Farron Young.
True original.
True original. And one of my last interviews with Farron.
It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning.
Yeah, I wish I had another hit like that. It's been a long dry spell. How you doing, babe?
You've had your share of hits, Farron Young.
Oh, but you don't ever have your share. You want to keep on. I heard somebody interviewing Eddie Arnold the other day and asked him what his biggest hit was, and he said he hoped he hadn't had it yet. That's the way I feel. I hope I have a bigger one than I've ever had.
Hoss, you're looking great.
Thank you. I feel good. I hadn't been recording. I hadn't made any records besides the one with Willie Nelson. And
I like that album. I like that album.
He needs to put a single out on it. I was talking to him 4th of July about it, because he asked me 15 years ago to do this album, and I said, oh, it won't work. That's how smart I was back 15 years ago.
No, there's not anybody in this business who's more honest. You tell it like it is. I read Hank Williams Jr.'s book. Did you really tell Audrey Williams that Hank Jr. couldn't sing well?
He couldn't sing then. He was about 10 years old. He couldn't sing a note. He really couldn't sing. He learned how to sing later. She put him on the Opry one time, and he was horrible. So she asked my opinion. I said, he's terrible. You better let him work a little longer and learn. But you know, a kid don't know how to sing, as a rule. People come up to me, some little 4 or 5-year-old kid, and they sing, you know, yeah, Jesus will be it. What do you? I said, I don't know. I don't think it's too good. They said, well, how do you know? I said, well, that's just my opinion. I like these songwriters. I'm going to sing you this song, want your honest opinion. They sing,
yeah.
And they sing and you say, ain't no good, and then they cuss you out. And I was with the promoter yesterday, was telling the crowd that I was fixing to go in the Hall of Fame. I said, I don't care about being in the Hall of Fame. You're either dead or fixing to die before they put you in there, and I'm planning on living a hell of a long time. So if I never get in the Hall of Fame, that ain't going to mean nothing to me. I'd rather be in the hearts of fans than the Hall of Fame.
Marty Robbins said exactly the same thing you did. Exactly.
He'd die right if they put him in it.
You know, let me ask you something.
Here's the greatest talent in country music was Marty Robbins. I think he's one of the greatest singers ever lived.
I remember you recorded one of his songs called I'll Go On Alone. Yeah. See, I remember what you cut.
Oh, you're the biggest fan. If I had 10 million fans like you, well, I'd make Kenny Rogers look like a sharecropper. You know that, because I know you love me.
You know,
we got pictures of me and you kissing each other.
That's true. Two. Now, listen, we made the front page of 2 newspapers, one in Wichita Falls and one in San Antonio. Let me ask you something. Now, you know, and I swear, a lot of people know this. I have a book coming out, and I mentioned this fact, but our friendship goes back a long, long way. We play your records, and the reason why is because the people ask for it. I don't do it because Farron Young is a friend of mine,
yeah,
although
do.
I would.
You're one of them that would do it. You always play. I could put out a terrible record, and you'd play it. It didn't make a damn. If it was number one, or if it never got to the charts, you'd always say, boy, that's the greatest thing I've heard.
I'd call you and tell you first.
You'd call me up at my house, and my ego, when you called me, that was it. I said, well, Bill Mack said it's a hit, so I know it's a hit. Of course, you weren't always right, were we? Here these people say, I hope I don't live to be 90 years old. I don't want to get old. I hope I live to be 100. I want to get old. Because they're going to still put young on my tombstone anyway. I don't care how long I live. But I want to live as long as I can live, because I enjoy life, and I enjoy people, and I love people. And this is a great life. George Jones has got a great record out.
Yeah.
Go, Who's Gonna Fill This Shoe? And somebody was telling me about that. I heard it, and they said, yeah, they mentioned your name. And I said, no, they didn't. They never mentioned my name in them songs. But they mentioned everybody else but me. But it is a great song. Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? I think it's great. There's nobody gonna fill Eddie Arnold's shoes, or George Jones, but there will be some great, great singers that come along. Don't worry about that. And I'm sure they're not one of the great singers, but they're... That's right. Nobody can ever be another Bill Mack. Nobody can, you know, can be another Eddie Arnold or George Jones either. That's true. That part's true. But this business isn't going to die when I die. Country music's going to live on if they'll get back to country. But they need to get back to country.
Oh, that's greatness right there.
Oh, it's sad when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was one of the dearest friends I ever had in or out of broadcasting.
And he was honest.
He was so, so very honest. Well, we're having a very, very good time, and we still got some time to go.
Let's do it.